Welcome to the Managing the Smart Mind podcast with your host, Coach Kramer. This is episode 76, From Time Loser to Time Lord. Hey, hey, smart human. Welcome. Today, we're talking about time and your smart mind. In this series on time, we're going to dive into what time is, how your smart mind experiences it, and how you can learn to live with this limited resource in a beautiful way. So, there's more episodes to come, but today we're going to start by looking at the way you spend your time. And I mean literally. Because right now, you may not be very intentional about it. You've got your work, your loved ones, a social life, probably some other priorities that you spend time on. But are you spending it intentionally? Or is it more like what lots of people experience with money? Before you know it, you've spent it all and then you wonder where the hell it all went, right? With time, this is usually actually social media. For many of us. And yes, of course, managing time can be even harder than for most people if you have a smart mind, because there are so many things you can and want to do that can never fit into a day, a week, a month, a year, or even a lifetime, or even 10 lifetimes, right? Time seems to be constantly robbing you of options. It's pressuring you into choosing, into picking a thing, when really you do not want to choose. You cannot possibly, at least not yet, don't know what Elon Musk is up to with his bioimplants, but for now you cannot possibly learn 4 languages, 5 martial arts, travel to 6 countries, master quantum physics, learn to play the flute, and decipher the Indescript in the next 3 weeks. And this sort of constant feeling of like, I want to do all these things, but there's never enough time, makes you experience time as always being scarce, right? There's never enough. And that can then give you the urge to try and cram more and more into the few hours you do have. Everybody's like, let's work faster, let's work harder, let's get more done, which then causes a lot of stress. Right? And makes you experience an even greater deficiency of time. If this is you, then I'm sorry to say, you are a time loser. You constantly feel as if it's slipping away from you and you're not the one in charge. So we want to turn you into a time lord instead. And I can't even begin to say how delighted I am that I got this Doctor Who reference in. If you know, you know. Instead of losing time or always feeling like you lack time, you don't have enough, I want you to start seeing yourself as sitting on a heap of time. Now, we don't know how big the heap is. We don't know how much time you've got left. But let's be positive and at least assume you'll make it through to the end of the week. Right, we'll give you 7 days to play with. That actually gives you 168 juicy hours in your time bank account. Just sit with that and savor it. 168 hours. And you get to spend it, literally spend it. What great things, what fun things do you want to spend all those hours in your account on? Think about it. And I'll give you an example. For me, 7.5 hours of sleep each night is something I definitely want to spend my time on, right? That's 52.5 hours gone to lovely dreams, deep rest, and rejuvenation. That is time well spent, as they say. I also intentionally choose to spend at least 7 hours of my time hoard on reading and 8 hours, around 8 hours, on doing things with people I love, fun things, right? And as you may have noticed, I also really love my work. So my business gets 36 of those 168 hours. Now, these are all things that are very important to me and my well-being. They're essential, right? So I intentionally choose ahead of time to spend the time I have on them. And I want you to start doing the same. Look at your 168 hours a week as if you've just received a bag of gold, right? Someone just handed you these hours and you get to go shopping. What do you want to spend this precious resource on? What matters most to you? And I want you to allocate those hours first and then see what you're left with, right? Because it's so easy to think, oh, I have to do this. I have to, I know, brush my teeth. I have to eat every day. I have to commute, et cetera, et cetera, and fill those out first. And then, oh, okay, that means I have 0 hours left each week to socialize. That is not how this works. That's not how life works. So I've created a simple Google Sheet for you, which will help you do this so that you can immediately see how much you have left over in your time bank account after you start spending, right, your time coins. There are some essentials, of course, that you also need to spend time on. So you can stay alive, eating, grooming, moving, errands, stuff like that. Again, you want to be very intentional here. You have 168 hours a week. Spend them wisely and in alignment with your values. And I want you to start thinking about allocating time for long-term goals and projects, like saving money in your time bank. Only the ROI is probably much bigger than actually saving money with a real bank, right? So for example, I spend on average 3.5 hours a week learning Japanese. This is my future fun savings account, right? Becoming fluent in Japanese is going to be so much fun for me for so many reasons. I'll be able to, when I travel to Japan to actually interact with the Japanese, I'll be able to read the signs, but I will also be able to read Japanese books, attend Japanese workshops, understand Japanese art better, like so many things that I love and that I enjoy. So this is like my investment. 3.5 hours each week, ding, 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 investing in the future fun of becoming fluent in Japanese. As you've probably also noticed, I invest a lot of time, probably more than most professionals, in my professional development, right? Taking courses, getting new certifications, reading articles, listening to podcasts, reading books in my fields, so on and so forth. This, of course, is my future success savings account. This is how I keep growing as a coach, as an entrepreneur, right? I keep investing time in myself. It's a very important account, very important savings account. And I also choose to see the time I spend moving or being in nature as my kind of future health savings account, which makes it all much more fun to look at it, right? To see the hours that I spend doing this, not like, oh, I have to like move to stay healthy. No, this is an investment in my future self, right? This goes into my future self account. And then the hours spent are, it's like money well spent, only it's time well spent. So I want you to think about it. What do you want to spend your weekly bag of time gold on? And what do you want to invest in saving accounts for your future? This way of thinking about and playing with time as a resource reframes the whole thing. It takes you from feeling as if there's never enough to being back in charge, being deliberate and decisive, as well as appreciative of what you've been given, right? You're here. You get to experience life on this planet. You have time. You get to be a time lord instead of a time loser. So take some time out today or tomorrow, if it's really late, to balance your time book. I've left a link in the show notes to where you can download the Google Sheet to help you figure this out. Like, it's very easy. It will automatically calculate how much you've left, and then you can start playing with the numbers and have fun with it. And there's even a special section in there to take you through the same process for your work or business. It's a fun and very insightful process where you will also have to start thinking about your values and what really matters to you. Because you're not short of time. You've been given a whole bunch of it, and now you have to decide what to do with it. So fun. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. Hey, smart human, you're probably listening to this podcast because you want to learn how to manage that smart mind of yours. And the first step is actually getting your bearings, doing a little brain audit. And I have the perfect tool for that, the Mapping Your Unique Brain Workbook. And you can actually download it for free at www.coachkramer.org/brainmap. So that's coachkramer.org/brainmap. Go check it out and play with it and take your first step to managing your smart mind.